Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Thank you very much, Chuck Gennaro, branch manager, all-around great guy here on WFHR. You are listening to Over the Back Fence. It's Saturday. It's 11:05. I'm your host, Seth. Thanks so much for joining me today, everybody. Hope you're having a glorious Saturday out there. The weather is, summer here? Are we here, finally here for summer? I really hope so. And because summer is here, I hope your spring cleaning is going well out there. Hopefully you found some stuff that you want to get rid of, because that's what this show is all about. If you're looking to buy or sell items, call 424-2600. If you're looking to talk about events happening in central Wisconsin, all throughout our listening area, we'd love to talk to you about that as well. Also, we are looking, anything else you want to talk about, that's what the show is. We're just going over the back fence, chatting with our friends and neighbors throughout Wisconsin Rapids and all of our listening area. Before we get started with anything else, though, I do want to do a quick shout out to our sponsors, Jeff Clark & Associates, located at 3340 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can have a no-cost consultation with them. Just give them a call, 715-424-4101. 424-4101, the number to call for that. If you have questions about Medicare, health insurance, life insurance, other kinds of insurance that they offer at Jeff Clark & Associates, they will be happy to meet with you and find out what your needs are. A locally owned business who sponsor us here on Over the Back Fence, we thank them very much for doing that, and we appreciate you going to visit them. All right, we're going to get into the show here. We're going to talk about programming stuff coming up on WFHR, our sister station WIRI, other things going on in the community, of course. But the main thing we're here for is your phone calls, 424-2600 on this glorious Saturday. Please don't leave me alone. Give me something to do while I'm sitting here. Before we get into that, and as I'm waiting for your phone calls to come in, I do want to let everyone know some programming stuff happening here on WFHR this weekend. Especially our local programming. After this show, of course, on the Civic Media Network, we've got the Charlie Barron's Cripescast show. Charlie interviews many people and has a lot of fun doing it. It's a very funny and entertaining show. Let's check that out. After that, from 1 to 2 is Under the Helmet with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Their hour-long show that they do during the week. We record that and play it again for you on Saturdays. Talk about life, football, and everything in between. So don't miss that. Coming up tomorrow at 1 o'clock, the Sunshine Polka Show will be on. It's a rebroadcast. If you missed it this morning at 7 a.m., you'll get a chance to do it at 11 tomorrow. It's either good in the morning. It's good in the morning. It's good in the afternoon. It doesn't matter when you listen to it. It's a great show. Tim does so much, does such a great job of putting that show together, and we appreciate every time he does it, because then we can share it with you. The Sunshine Polka Show coming up tomorrow at 1. At 6 o'clock tomorrow, Seth Faces the Music got a new show this week, Songs That Deal with the World. We're going all around the world for this one this week. It was an interesting job putting the show together for this one, because I usually have just enough songs to fill up my show. This one I had more than enough, and I had to make some tough decisions about what music I was going to put in there. But tune in. You can find out if I did all right by you. Go check it out. 6 to 8 on Sunday, Seth Faces the Music. The topic this week is the world. And then from 8 to 9, we've got a new edition of Director's Cut as well. James and I talked to a local author, Breanne Krieger, about her projects going on. We've had her on the show before. It's great to catch up with her, and we have a little fun as well. We talk about movies with the perfect casts, our own choices, a list that we also found online from BuzzFeed. It's a really fun conversation. I'm sure you'll be putting your own in there. You'll be thinking about movies that you've seen that you think have the perfect cast. It was a lot of fun to do that with Bria Ann, and also with James. And check it out. It was very fun, and it's a good listen. It's a good listen. So 8 to 9, Director's Cut tomorrow on Sunday. Also want to highlight, of course, our weekday shows here from 7 to 10. We've got the morning show every Monday through Friday. From 10 to 1 on Mondays, we've got Playmakers. From Tuesday to Friday, we've got Morning Magazine. I do want to let everyone know that there will be some scheduling changes coming up. We'll be talking about those over the next couple of weeks for our weekday shows. There are going to be some changes coming up. Just want to let everyone know that that is coming, and we will, of course, give you all the details as we get closer to those changes happening. Before we go to our first break here and get my first phone call of the day, 424-2600, I'm wondering, am I over the airs? I know, I just checked, so I know I'm on these airways. 424-2600, call up, everyone. Let's get this show on the road, so to speak. I do want to touch on an event that happened this morning over in Nakusa. The new ministerial group in the area that encompasses Wisconsin Rapids, Port Edwards, Nakusa, called that calls themselves GRACE, G-R-A-C-E, Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism, put on a walk-off dead event this morning, and I'm happy to report that it was attended decently, but it was a start. First time they had it, we didn't have a lot of lead time on this one, but I do know that those who were there very much appreciated doing the walk. There was a good amount of money raised. Now remember, this money was raised to help pay off the food service debt of students at the Nakusa School District. We heard from the school district that they were just thrilled with the money that was collected today. They also want to let everyone know, if you want to continue and you want to help with food service debt, especially for seniors who we have found out are not allowed to walk, if you have a food service debt on your record, you are not allowed to walk in graduation at Nakusa High School. So if you want to help out with that, go ahead, go to the Nakusa High School, write them a check, just say what it's for. It's for food service debt for students. And there might be some other things coming up here, some other events that are going to help with that as well in the future, and hopefully we'll have more information as we go forward with that. But it was reported that it was a very cool event, very fun event, and they were very happy for those who showed up and participated and donated some money. It was very, very cool. Another event that's going on right now, a fundraising event, the fourth annual fundraiser for the Dove's Nest is happening as we speak. This is on Camelot on the lake. If you would like some more information, I'll give it to you right now. The Alex C. Dove Foundation was established in November 2018. The Dove's Nest is located in Lower Camelot Lake in the town of Rome. It's the first respite retreat of its kind in the Midwest. The purpose is to offer those suffering from a life-threatening illness a free place to rest and relax by the beautiful lake. This annual fundraiser is a way for the community to come together and show their support. The Dove's Nest is a nonprofit organization which operates through donations. Come out and enjoy the day by the lake and have some fun. Like I said, it's going till 10 o'clock tonight, so show up whenever you can. I'll try to sizzle it for you a little bit. We've got some DJ entertainment going on till 3 today. Then at 3, the Shane Kronberger Band will be taking the stage till about 6. And then from 7 to 10, the Genesee Depot Band will be there. Great local groups. Go check out some live music, have some fun. And, of course, for this great cause, there's also raffles going till 8 o'clock tonight. There's face painting till 2. There's cabin tours from noon to 2. There's a spot game until 8 o'clock tonight. Beanbag tournament going till about noon today. Started at 10. There's going to be lots of foods and beverages. There's going to be a Bloody Mary bar, a soda, beer, and drinks also available. Bratz burgers, pizza, funnel cakes, barbecue shack, cheese curds, taco truck. You name it, they're going to be serving food until about 7 o'clock tonight. Anything you want, it'll be there. There's going to be cash raffles, special raffles, spin the wheel raffles. $298 Leisure Lane in Nakusa, and that's basically in the Rome area, is where this is located at Camelot on the Lake. Check out their website if you want to look at some more information, alexcdovefoundation.org. They also have a Facebook page, Alex C. Dove Foundation. type that into your search bar and find out more about it. But today is the day. Help support this wonderful charity and have some fun while you're doing it. And see your friends and neighbors, everyone getting involved for that, which is very, very cool. All right, looks like we are on our first break time here, ladies and gentlemen. And hopefully by the time we get back, I'll have a few phone calls that have called 424-2600. That is the number to get on the air right now for Over the Back Fence here on WFHR. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence, everybody, here on WFHR. 424-2600 is the number to call. If you're looking to buy or sell items in central Wisconsin here, we are the show to get that into right now. You've got all sensibilities, oh, of an upper-class guy. And hopefully you're having a great Saturday out there. Thanks for joining me. We're going till about noon today, like we do every Saturday here on Over the Back Fence, one of our local shows here. So join in. We want to talk to you. 424-2600 is the number to call. And as I say that, look at that. I got our first call of the day. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, good morning. We have a used large smoker grill for sale. Originally, it was over $200 from Home Depot. We just want $50 for it.
Okay.
And then I have four pair of ladies, size 14 jeans, with four summer tops included. And even one pair of the jeans, brand new, are from Fleet Farm. They're ladies Carhartt jeans.
Hmm.
And with the jeans and the tops, I just want $30 for all of that.
Okay.
And a ladies Dale Earnhardt Jr. collector's jacket, size medium, for $30.
All right.
And they can phone 886-4677. And if no answer, leave message. A message will call you back.
All right, 886-4677.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it. Glad to know the phones are working, too. I was getting worried there for a minute. If you're interested in those items, we've got a smoker grill. We've got some ladies' jeans and tops and a ladies' Dale Earnhardt jacket. If you're interested in any one of those things, 886-4677, 886-4677 is the number to call for that. Thank you for the call there, and let's keep it going here and take another one. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Yeah, good morning. I've got a free item here. It's a glider that goes on the deck or the porch or whatever. It's a metal frame with slat seat, and there's a side table attached to each side.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm giving it away because one slat needs replacement. I had squirrels that started chewing, and from then it was...
Oh, no.
Then it was done. But anyway, I've got other things on my deck, and I'm just not going to deal with this anymore. So,
all right.
It's free, and it's sturdy. Works fine, except it should have the one slat replaced. My number is 423-4822.
423-4822.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Appreciate the call. Got a glider, outdoor glider, rocker type thing. Just giving it away. If you're interested, 423-4822 is the number to call for that one. Thanks for the call there. All right. We're going to get into some items here, mailbag items, news and notes, calendar of events as well. And as we do that, please keep those calls coming, 424-2600, and we'll get you on the air. I'll finish reading what's in front of me and then get to your call as soon as I can. I want to let everyone know right now we have a sale going on, garage, yard, whatever kind of sale. It's 2210 Saratoga Street. That's on the corner of... See if I can read the writing here. It's a corner of 4 in Saratoga. Everything must go. 2210 Saratoga Street. Everything must go sale going on as we speak. So get on out there and find your treasure. You never know what you'll find there. If you want to call up, if there's anyone else who has sales going on, or let us know, of course, beforehand, we can put it in the mailbag. That's probably the easiest way to do it. You can write down all the stuff, some of the highlights of what you're selling. You can also give us the hours, the days, all that kind of thing. It's easy. You can either drop it off in person, 1690 2nd Avenue South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. during our normal business hours, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Pam will be glad to collect that from you. You can also email info@wfhr.com. You can email them to me, Seth@civicmedia.us. Email it to otbf@wfhr.com. Find us. Send it to us. We do ask that you limit it to three items if you're just doing individual items. And make sure you have a good description and contact information, of course, is very important. So we can get the people who are looking for that item, we can get them to you. So not only items, but sales going on. If you got rummage, garage, yard sales happening this summer, we want to hear about it. We want to let everyone know where they can go so they can see what you have for sale. All right, let's get into our news and notes. In our calendar of events, the first thing we want to touch on here is from the Office of the Mayor of Wisconsin Rapids. This coming week is National Emergency Medical Services Week. Emergency medical services are a vital public service, and the members of emergency medical services teams are ready to provide life-saving care for those in need 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and access to quality emergency care dramatically improves the survival and recovery rate for those who experience sudden illness or injury. This includes first responders, medical emergency medical techs, paramedics, emergency medical dispatchers, firefighters, police officers, educators, administrators, pre-hospital nurses, emergency nurses, emergency physicians, trained members of the public, and all the other out-of-hospital medical care providers. Basically, if you know first aid, if you are able to help someone in an emergency with some first aid, you are also a member of this group, of this Emergency Medical Services Week. We want to thank everyone who can do that. If you know CPR, if you know any other life-saving techniques that can help keep someone alive in an emergency, we are honoring you today. Of course, we have all the professionals as well. EMS, EMTs, paramedics, firefighters, police officers, anyone in the front lines there, we thank you for what you do. That is coming this week, May 21st through the 27th. It is proclaimed a National Emergency Medical Services Week in the city of Wisconsin Rapids. Thank you very much, Mayor Blazer, for letting us know about that. Continuing on here, we want to let everyone know that the Stuff the Bus / Stuff the Desk event is happening as we speak. If you are in need of Stuff the Desk, if you're in need of those items that will be handed out in August, now is the time to register. This registration is open through Thursday, August 3rd, so you do have some time, but we do want people to do it. If you are eligible, all families with financial need are eligible to receive free school supplies. Usually if you have reduced or free lunches, that's the bellwether that they use for that. Registration is very, very easy. Go to uwswac.org, click on the Stuff the Bus banner, and you can register that way. You can also call 211 Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. School supplies will be distributed during the Stuff the Desk event, August 18th and 19th. At East Junior High School, located at 311 Lincoln Street in Rapids. When you're signing up, you do have to select a pickup time, and each time slot is limited. So you can go on when you go online, or when you call 211, they will give you a list, and you can tell them what is the best time for that. Registration is important. Walk-ins will only be accepted on Saturday, August 19th between 10 and 10:30 a.m. And of course, supplies are not guaranteed. So we cannot encourage you enough, if you are in need, to sign up for this through the United Way, our good friends over there at the United Way. It is National Armed Services Day today. So we are going to celebrate by saying a big old thank you to those currently in any of the services. I'm looking right now at the National Guard Armory across the street from here. So if anyone over there is listening, a thank you very much for your service. We do appreciate it here on Armed Forces Day. And on that note, let's go ahead and talk about stuff that's going on with our veterans in the area. We got a few things we'd like to highlight, including starting in about 4 minutes, the registration for the VFW Post Anniversary Ride is happening today. 11:30 is when the registration starts. 1:30 is when the ride starts. $25 per vehicle. Includes registration, a ride patch, and a few other goodies. There's going to be lots of fun there, including lots of raffles. And all the proceeds for this will benefit the Wood County Sheriff's Department K-9 program. We've talked about that in the past, how important the K-9 unit is in the Wood County Sheriff's Department. And all the money from this is going to go support that, which is very cool as well. So that's happening today. Also, coming up this week, it is the next Heroes Cafe, which is, of course, starting at 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at the Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids, 430 West Jackson Street. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome, of course. Refreshments are provided at no cost. And there'll be a special program this Wednesday. A CVSO rep will be there to explain VA burial benefits. Very important, something to think about. Stuff that we don't like to think about, but of course, it's very important that we do make some plans for end-of-life end-of-life things that are going to be coming up. So this is an excellent opportunity, if you are a veteran, to go to the American Heroes Cafe on Wednesday. CVSO rep will be there to explain VA burial benefits. Of course, Memorial Day is coming up as well. There'll be more activities going on throughout the area, and we will let you know as we get closer. And if you have an event, a Memorial Day event or a Memorial Weekend event that you want to let the community know about, let us know about it. Get us over here. Get it over here to WFHR. You can call during our business hours, 424-1300. Pam can take your call there. Also, if you want to email Seth or anyone else here, just get our first name at civicmedia.us. And hopefully we'll get that information and then we can get it over these airways for you because we want to let everyone know what's happening on Memorial Day weekend. Let's go ahead and take a look now at what's happening over at the Lowell Center, our friends over there. They, of course, have activities every weekday. Here's a couple that we'd like to highlight. This coming Monday, the 22nd, at 1:30, the book club will be meeting to discuss The Paris Apartment. It's the book they're studying, looking at right now. And then looking ahead to Thursday, the 25th, at 1 o'clock, the Silver Cinema will be playing A Man Called Otto. The recent Tom Hanks movie will be played. Also at 1 o'clock, the So Cute Club will be meeting as well. Other great activities happening at the Lowell Center all throughout the week. Make sure you check out their schedule. If you want any other information, you can always call them at 421-1051. It's located at the Centralia Center, 220 3rd Avenue South, Suite 3 in Wisconsin Rapids. A quick note, though, they will be closed on Memorial Day, on the 29th. On Memorial Day, they will be closed coming up here, so be aware of that. Lots of opportunities coming up for blood drives, including one on Monday at the former East Junior High School Music Room, 311 Lincoln Street in Rapids. This is put on by the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin. Call them at 866-566-5900 to schedule an appointment. They do encourage you to do that. They also want to remind everyone that they are the primary supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital. I know of one person who was in need of blood this week at Riverview Hospital. So help replenish that by going to the blood drive on Monday. That's from 2 to 7 p.m. Former East Junior High School Music Room. And, of course, we do those generally twice a month coming through the summer, too. So keep that in mind. And also know that there are other opportunities coming up, and I'll get into those in just a few minutes. Coming up on Monday, over at Lincoln High School, the Orchestra Pops concert at the PAC will be happening at 7 p.m. That's the Orchestra Pops concert at the Performing Arts Center. Then on Thursday, the 25th, the choir concert will be happening at the PAC, same time at 7 o'clock. Lots of music coming up from Lincoln High School. Can't wait to participate in those. Real quick, before we take another break here, want to let everyone know about some more blood drives that are happening this week. There are several to let you know about. If you are in the Marshfield area on Monday, the Red Cross will be at the Holiday Inn, 750 South Central Avenue, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. In Port Edwards, on Wednesday, they'll be at the Trinity Lutheran Church, 990 3rd Street, from 12 to 5 p.m. And then again in Marshfield on Friday, they'll be at the Marshfield Clinic Health System YMCA, 410 West McMillan Street, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So lots of opportunities in our listening area to give blood this week through the American Red Cross. Also, don't forget, over in Stevens Point, you can give some blood today if you wish. They're open until 2:45 at the Blood Donation Center, 3201 C Main Street. They're also open on Monday and Tuesday from 12 to 6:15 p.m. Right next to Hyde Music, if you know where that is where the Blood Donation Center is. Of course, there's always a great need for blood. Let's not take our foot off the pedal here as we go into summer, because there is still a great amount of need. All right, before we get into more events happening this coming week, as we head into Memorial Day, we're going to take a break right now. 424-2600 is the number to call. Looking for some more phone calls as well when we come back here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence here on WFHR, brought to you by Jeff Clark and Associates. .424-2600 is the number to call. Get yourself on the air, looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors here in central Wisconsin, all throughout our listening area. That is what we are here for you on this beautiful Saturday. Oh, I can't get over how nice it is, man. It's just absolutely lovely. I hope everyone's getting outside, getting to get some stuff done. It's a good day to work in the yard. It's a good day to do some spring cleaning and all that. So I hope you're having a great day out there. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on the air right now. And as I'm waiting for those calls, I'll go ahead and continue on with a calendar of event stuff that's happening this week. Speaking of our good friends at the VFW, they're having a steak feed coming up on Tuesday from 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall. 2711 Redden Road, Wisconsin Rapids is where the Buckley Baldwin VFW post is. It is a $20 meal, and here is what it includes: a 12-ounce New York strip steak, sautéed mushrooms, sautéed onions, baked potato or rice pilaf, whole kernel corn or green beans, dinner roll, assorted desserts, condiments, milk, coffee. I mean, if that's not worth $20, I don't know what is. That sounds like a wonderful, wonderful meal. It is open to the public. There's also a cash bar for soda, beer, and wine will be available to purchase. Of course, all the proceeds will go to support the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post and their ongoing mission to support veterans, service members, and their families in the greater Wisconsin Rapids area and all throughout central Wisconsin. Support the VFW with a great meal and all the great work that they do there. Okay, let's grab a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have a gas stove that's set up for natural gas. I bought the house and then I converted to electric. I'm asking $75. It's a Whirlpool brand. It looks like it was bought in 2017. There is a little issue with the oven, but I can let people know if they are interested. Mm-hmm. It's 715-424-2158. If I don't answer, I'm probably outside. Just leave a message.
Sounds good. 424-2158.
Correct.
All right. Thanks for the call. Have a great Saturday.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, got a stove here for a gas stove for sale. If you're interested in that, 424-2158 is the number to call. 424-2158 is the number to call if you're interested in that gas stove. All right, let's continue on with some more events that are happening this week. Looking ahead to Wednesday, join Love Inc. for their open house. They have a brand new executive director by the name of Eric Hambrock. You can go ahead and meet him. It's going to be Wednesday the 24th from 2 to 6:30 p.m. They're located at 710 20th Avenue South. Love Inc. staff and board members are excited to introduce you to their new executive director, Eric Hambrock. Please stop in and welcome him. Light refreshments will also be provided. Love Inc. does a lot of great stuff in this community, so why not find out what's going on there and meet their new executive director? That's kind of cool. Very, very exciting. All right, before we get back into our calendar here, let's go ahead and grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning, Zed.
Good morning, Gary.
Hey, what's the latest on the new stores that are going to be in Jopko Mall?
I haven't heard. I have not heard anything recently. So I guess when we find out, we'll start talking about it. But, yeah, it's kind of interesting, huh?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, it does. Thanks for the call, Gary. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. Boy, that is some good. That is. I would like some more information on that. I know people are really getting a little bit excited about what's supposed to be coming in there. So as soon as we find out more, we'll let everyone know. Maybe we can find some people in the know to call up and let us in on the details. Now, we want actual details. We don't want just rumors, okay? We don't want to spread rumors on this show, even though that's kind of what you do when you talk over the back fence. But we're not going to do that here. We're not going to do that here. Looking ahead to Wednesday again, we've got Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693 with their weekly game of bingo. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. Support the Elks and all they do. They'll be doing the American Heroes Cafe on 8 in the morning on Wednesday. So then in the evening, wrap up your day playing some bingo, having some fun, and supporting the Elks and all that they do for us. Oh, let's look ahead to Thursday now, and we've got our friends at Focus. Their neighborhood table will be opening their doors from 4:30 to 6 p.m. for a community meal, if you're interested. It is at 2321 West Grand Avenue. That's their new facility. That's where all of Focus is located now, including the Backpack Program and SWEPs. So and go and have some have a great meal. That's always a lot of good food there and some good fellowship time with other folks. 4:30 to 6, the community meal over at SWEPs. The Hope Consortium is offering their next webinar meeting in the series that they've been offering since February. They invite all the treatment and recovery service providers, human service personnel, criminal justice partners, prevention professionals, community and tribal members, and leaders to attend their third annual webinar series. They are on part 4 coming up on May 26th. That's every fourth Friday through June from 10 to 11 a.m. via Zoom. So if you've been already attending this, go ahead and continue on with it. If you have not, I'm sure there's still some great information. Registration is free. And you can register via email when you get a link from hopeconsortium.org. That's the website you go to. Hopeconsortium.org will send you an email link to register. For more information, you can contact Wayne Sorensen, sorensen.wayne@marshfieldclinic.org. That's how you can email him. Some of the topics will include, I do believe they've gone over some of these, but topics have included and will include substance use, outpatient treatment programs, medication, assisted treatment, self-care for wounded helpers, co-occurring disorders, and so on. A lot of great information coming up. That's coming up on Friday. And, oh my gosh, more stuff from our friends, veterans events. So much going on this week. We have the next Broad Fry happening at Quality Foods at West Grand Avenue from 10 to 2 coming up May 27th. That's this coming Saturday. So don't want to miss that. Celebrate Memorial Day. Thank a veteran. Get a brat. What's better than a brat in Wisconsin in the summer? I'm calling it summer. Why not? It's close enough. The weather's good, right? That may come back to bite me. But anyway, I'm going to continue. I'll be brave to do this. Oh, my goodness. Coming up next Saturday and continuing every Saturday. That's right. It's starting once again. It's the Shermalot Water Ski Show. It's starting again. Oh, that is so awesome. Saturdays throughout the summer from 6:30 to 7:30. Come to Lake Arrowhead Dam and watch the Shermalot Ski Team perform. Shows held every Saturday from Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend at the Lake Arrowhead Beach area. Food is there, and it is served by our good friends at Rocky Rococo's. So that's going to start up next weekend. That's going to be very, very cool. Also in the Rome area, starting next Saturday, we have a very cool event happening, Universe in the Park at Sandhill Wildlife Area from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Did you know that Sandhill Wildlife Area is one of the darkest night skies in the state of Wisconsin? To witness an extraordinary view of space, join UW-Madison astronomers as they present their Universe in the Park. The astronomers will briefly present information and observations about the night sky, the moon, and other celestial objects. After that, you are invited to attend the Star Party, where you get a chance to view objects in the sky through telescopes and chat with expert astronomers. You meet at the Sandhill Outdoor Skills Center. Pre-registration is required before May 24th. Registration ends on Wednesday, everyone, so if you want to do that, along with a $5 registration fee per person. To register for more information, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and check out their topics. It will be on there. You can also email Quinn Brunell, Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N dot Brunell, at wisconsin.gov or call 715-884-6335. Lots of fun stuff happening in the Rome area in the summer. All right, let's continue on a little bit, looking a little bit further into the future. Oh, but before we do that, let's go ahead and grab ourselves a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Yes, is this Take Your Kids to Work Day?
Take My Kids to Work Day?
Yeah.
No, but I do occasionally on Saturdays, yeah.
Yeah, I see that. I saw you getting out of the car with your boys this morning, so I just wanted to say hi.
Yeah. No, that's cool. No, just occasionally we have, they have to come with me on Saturdays if there's something else going on. So they got to be bored with me here, I guess.
All right, I don't think you're totally bored.
All right.
You can always give them some of my souped up mac and cheese.
Oh, yes. Yes. I remember hearing about your souped up mac and cheese. I don't think I'm brave enough to try it yet, though.
So. If you use chicken noodle, cream of chicken soup, it ain't too bad at all.
Yeah, that's true. And I do like casseroles. I do like cream of chicken and cream of mushroom soup a lot. So I gotta admit, that sounds pretty good to me. So, all right. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, we'll see you.
All right. Have a good one. Oh, souped up mac and cheese. Sounds good. To me, that actually sounds pretty good. So, all right, let's go ahead and take a break here. We'll get into some more events coming up in June. We got lots of stuff coming up in June that I want to discuss, and we'll get into that after we take a quick break here on WFHR. Don't forget, 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves and locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. WFHR's Over the Back Fence coming to you right now over these airwaves. Steely Dan bringing us back to this final segment here. Looking for a few more phone calls from everyone listening out there. Thanks for everyone who has called in already today, but we will like some more. In fact, we've got one right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I'd be looking for a 12-gauge shotgun, preferably a pump, 715-323-1242.
323-1242.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Looking for a shotgun, if you can help him out with that, 323-1242. 323-1242 is the number to call. All right, we're going to take a look at some stuff happening at the beginning of June because we are getting dangerously close to that time of year. My goodness. I just can't believe it. Let's start off with some summer camp news here from the YMCA, the Southwood County YMCA. They've got some great programs happening up, these summer camps. They got themes every week. And the first one, which is June 5th through the 9th, it's Outdoor Explorers Week. Campers will explore and develop an appreciation for the natural world around them. Campers will experience different outdoor activities such as survival skills, nature scavenger hunts, and learn to identify plants and trees, nature hikes, and shelter building and making lifelong memories all week long. That sounds like a lot of fun. You can register by going online, swcymca.org. Contact the summer camp director is John Gutierrez, 715-818-6031. If you have any questions, just give John a call, and he'll be happy to answer those for you. We got themes all throughout the summer. This is going to be a lot of fun. So, but first one, June 5th through the 9th, Outdoor Explorers Week at the summer camps for the YMCA. And, of course, one of the big ways to kick off summer, one of our favorite things, the Great Book Giveaway will be happening once again this year, put on by our good friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. They're going to be going through all the area libraries, going to have reading and schools. We're going to have readings. We're going to have people give books away. These are free events, free books. Volunteers read to kids. Child care centers are also welcome to come to these. If you are a child care provider and you want to bring your group there, they are absolutely welcome to come. It's going to be kicked off on June 6th, on Tuesday, at the Think Academy Playground in Rudolph at 10:30 a.m. Later on in the day, they'll be joining. You can join them at the Wisconsin Rapids Zoo, which will be opening up very, very soon as well at 1:30. This is all on Tuesday, June 6th, going on to Wednesday, June 7th. Ed Hauer Elementary School in Port Edwards will be a place, 10:30 a.m. for that one. Then on Wednesday, June 7th, same day, McMillan Memorial Library in Rapids at 6 p.m. that evening. So a couple opportunities there. Then on Thursday, we've got a morning one at the Southwood County YMCA in Rapids at 10:30 a.m. And then on Thursday afternoon, Charles and Joanne Lester Library in Nakusa at 1:30 p.m. Moving on to Friday, June 9th. In the morning, Adams County Library in Adams at 10:30 a.m. Then on in the afternoon, the Lester Public Library of Rome at 1:30 p.m. And then finally, on Tuesday, June 13th, the Lester Public Library of Vesper at 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon. That is when that one will be taking place. We will be going over this several times as we get closer to this. So keep in mind of that. But if you want more information, dial 211, visit uwswac.org. They have all the great information on that for these as well. So don't forget to check that out. And we are excited, of course, very excited to be partnering with them like we do. Speaking of the zoo, throughout the summer, the zoo offers many fun programs for kids, including ZooZort, which will be Thursday, June 8th at 11 a.m. and at 1 p.m., two opportunities for that. Noel Tarrant is a licensed animal educator for over 20 years. She'll capture kids' attention with interactive questions, demonstrations, and animals. She has been with us many times at the zoo, and we are very excited to welcome her back once again. These are all free family events happening at Helen's Zoo House, 1911 Gaynor Avenue, just down the street from where we are at WFHR. And, of course, we love to talk about our good friends over at the zoo. Tuesday, June 29th at 11, 1, and 4. Three opportunities there. Marvelous Monarchs. Kathy McGrath from Port Edwards is a monarch enthusiast and has been raising the butterflies for over 25 years. She'll explain the life cycle of the monarch and how you can raise them yourself and their importance as pollinators as we are in the middle of No-Mow May. Well, that's going to wrap up the show for today, everyone. It seems like a little early, but I wanted to give everyone a taste of Seth Faces the Music, 6 to 8 on Sundays. This is actually going to tie together two shows I did. The last one, new show I did, was Tonight. This one is The World. So The World Tonight is the song I'm going to play here as we go out. Paul McCartney's classic from the 90s. Thanks, everyone, for calling in. Thanks so much again to our sponsor, Jeff Clark & Associates, 3340 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Call them at 715-424-4101, 424-4101 to get a free consultation. Check out their website, jca-insurance.com. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Shout out to them for sponsoring us. Thanks again so much for listening, everyone. Thanks for joining us today on Over the Back Fence. We'll see you again next week. We're going to play us out. Sir Paul, play us out. We'll see you then. Bye.
I saw you sitting at the center of a circle. Everybody wanted something from you. I saw you sitting there. I saw you swaying to the rhythm of the music. Got you playing, got dodging prey into the voice inside you. Saw you swaying there. I don't care what you wanna be. I go back so far, I'm in front of me. It doesn't matter what they say. They're giving the game away. Hey, hey. I can see the world tonight. Look into the future. See it in a different light. I can see the world tonight. I heard you listening to a secret conversation. You were crying. You were trying not to let them hear you. I heard you listening.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.